Standing by with Brian Ortmeier, the head coach of Iowa Central Women's Basketball. Coach, you've punched that ticket to the Nationals with a win against DMAC. You guys have been able to do it in your first year. I know it's your first trip to the national tournament in your coaching career, and to do that in the first year that you've been somewhere, that's got to be extra special, right?
It is. Honestly, I just got goosebumps with you talking about punching our ticket to go to Nationals, so It really is truly a special experience. You know, I think a lot of times when you transition in with your first year to a new program, and it's a lot of new faces on the team, and, you know, just overall, not a lot of returners in terms of starters and sophomores. But it's just like I said, it's truly a special experience getting to go to the national tournament. And again, this is the first time I've been to the national tournament in my career. As a head coach, long, long time ago when I was a grad assistant, we went to the WNIT when I was working for Richmond. But this has been really special.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, you mentioned kind of some new personnel and a lot of freshmen. It makes that transition a lot easier when you've got a player like Isabel West coming back from last year's team that you kind of inherit. ICAC Player of the Year, incredible player, Division I signee, all of that. And I'm going to get your thoughts and analysis on this because you watch her every day. And I've seen her play several times over the last 2 years and seen you guys play some this year. I tell you, she really reminds me of Kevin McHale in a lot of ways, one of which is her footwork around the rim. The other one is the way that even if she doesn't get the rebound, she taps the rebound. If she averages 13 rebounds a game, I bet if you charted the amount of times that she taps the rebound and gets her hands on a rebound, I bet you're probably close to 30 times a game.
Yeah, and it makes a huge difference having a player like that. And that's the one thing I was going to say. I mean, if we were going to have a team that was going to be pretty young and inexperienced, to have a player like Bell, it just makes a huge difference in terms of what we can do on offense, defense. And I think for her this year, you know, kind of embracing a little different role, you know, kind of was more of a guard, played a lot on the perimeter last year where – you know, we've been able to utilize her around the basket a little more this season. You know, just even our last game, I mean, she was 11 for 13 from the field, had 15 rebounds and 28 points. So with her embracing that transition, playing a little more inside and then also playing some on the perimeter as well, I mean, we've really seen her game grow considerably this year too. And she's had a special year. I mean, again, player of the year in our region. I know she picked up first team honors, first team all tournament team, and she's just been a great player for our team, for our program, you know, and just a great leader for our players.
Coach Brian Ortmeier is my guest, Iowa Central Women's Basketball. Tritons going to the national tournament next week, and will take on Macomb after defeating DMAC in a regional championship game. You know, Coach, with the DMAC game, it was one of those deals where it really was a tale of two halves. You guys were up by six at the half, and then you come out and you're able to really put some distance on them in the second half. You better bottle that halftime speech and use it later, Coach.
No doubt. You know, and for us, even at halftime, it was stick to the game plan. You know, it's go out, execute. We knew DMAC had two very talented outside shooters in Grace Flanagan and Megan Christofferson, excuse me. You know, and we hold Christofferson 1 for 8 from the three line. Flanagan got hot late. She ended up 3 for 5. So, we did a really, really great job of sticking to the game plan and kind of taking those two and minimizing what they could do. But you know, you're right. We were up 6 at the half, and that third quarter definitely was a separator. We were able to get the lead from 6 to 23, and then from there it just was finishing it out. They always say you can take your defense anywhere, and being able to take it down there on the road against a ranked team made a significant difference for us.
Well, you know, you talked a little bit about Isabel West, and certainly she's been an amazing player and had a great year for you. Top five in the country in rebounding for her, and I think top 15 in scoring off the top of my head. But, you know, you inherited some players that I know had committed to the program under Kelly Krueger, who you replaced after his retirement. And you got some good players in those roles. Nevaeh Galloway, Defensive Player of the Year in the ICAC. Great shot blocker and a good offensive player, too, just scratching the surface of how good she could be. Carly West, Autumn Dykstra. Did you have to do any of what coaches would call re-recruiting those players once Kelly Krueger announced that he was leaving the program?
You know, I don't think so. My assistant coach, Coach Dickerson, was with the program the last couple of years, and she did a really great job of building relationships with those players. And from day one, we got on a Zoom. Obviously, this summer was a little different, battling through some of the restrictions of COVID. But
right.
The one nice thing about Zoom is I was able to jump on there, get in touch with the players, kind of give them a good picture of what this season was going to be like and kind of the style that we were going to play. And they all did a great job of staying committed to the college and staying committed to what our plan was that we were going to put in place. And from day one, we talked about winning a region championship and going to nationals. So, you know, that's kind of a cool thing to see as a coach that, again, you can, you know, was one of the first things that we had talked about as a team and being able to accomplish this in year one has been pretty special.
Coach Brian Ortmeier is my guest. Iowa Central women's basketball. The Tritons are in the national tournament for the first time in 8 years, and they'll take on Macomb out of Michigan next week. Let's talk a little bit, before we talk about Macomb, let's talk about you guys a little bit. I'm a former high school basketball coach, and something that took me a while to realize was that it's really most of the time about you and what you do, and not so much about the opponent all the time as it really is about being the best version of yourself. Now, you look at your season and you look at this last 10 games or so of the season, you guys are a much better team than you were before that. What do you feel like is the biggest differences in how you're playing now as opposed to maybe earlier in the year?
Sure. You know, we knew we had a pretty good basketball team at the start of the year. And, you know, if you look at our schedule, we lost to a Division I opponent, Iowa Western, by 3. We lost down at Southwestern by 3. We lost Tacoma to DMAC by 4. I mean, we had a lot of tough close losses pretty early in the season. And for us, it was about defending. You know, again, at that point early on, in a lot of those losses, we were giving up 70, 75 points. We went down to Southeastern, kind of tried something a little different. We started pressing a little more. I feel like the girls from there just kind of had more of an attack mindset defensively over these last 10, 11 games. And sure enough, we started holding opponents to, you know, 54, 63, 50, 56. You know, consistently we were holding teams under 60 points. And even, again, you go to our tournament games, holding Southeastern to 46 and DMAC to 66. So I would say for us, that was the biggest change. It's just the girls really, they bought into what we were doing on defense, started having more of an attack mindset. And a lot of times, especially in basketball, if you're the team that's the aggressor, on defense, you're going to play the same way on offense. And, you know, I know at one point of the year too, especially early on, we were shooting it, I want to say 25, 26% from the three line. And, you know, now we're at 29.8%. So we're getting closer to that 30, which is pretty average for college. So, again, I just think our confidence really picked up when we were playing better on defense. And now we're shooting the ball lights out. So it's a deadly combination. And like you said, if we can kind of bottle up our, well, you know, whatever happened at halftime down at DMAC, we can hopefully make a run here in the tournament.
Now, you're taking on Macomb out of Michigan, fourth ranked in the country, 11-0 on the season. You talked about defense and wanting to hold people in the 60s. You got a Macomb team that's the contrast of you, averaging about 87 points per game. Needless to say, it's going to be a lot about tempo in that game. What do you have to do to slow them down a little bit?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a battle of tempo. And across the board, they average about 6 foot is the tallest player that they have on the team. So They're a little smaller team, but, you know, they want to come out, press full court, man-to-man. They're going to shoot a lot of threes. They had a couple games this year where they shot 45 three-pointers. So for us, it's, you know, when you get an opponent like this, you have to kind of break the game down into phases where you've got to break their pressure. And once you get into the half court, be able to get organized, to get set, and then still be patient enough to work the clock and make sure that we get the shot that we want. And it's not, you know, turnover, one possession, they quick score, we get it up the floor, one pass shot, we're on the run. So, you know, teams that score 80, 90 points a game, they want to play with that kind of that reckless abandoned tempo. So
sure.
For us, you know, we'll break it down into phases, and we've got to finish layups when we break the press, make them pay for it, and typically they'll have to jump out of it if you do score enough. So that's probably the biggest key. If you can beat the press and you can get some layups and some easy points, you know, most teams will pull the press off and jump back into the half court, and, you know, then you get them to our, you know, our style at that point. So that's probably going to be the biggest key, is if we can break down their pressure, get them in a half court game, it should favor us.
I was looking at some numbers with Macomb, and you mentioned they do like to shoot the three ball. They shoot it at a pretty good clip of 34%, but they hold their opponents to 21% from three. That to me is a big number. And I noticed that they have nine players that play 15 minutes or more a game. That's a stark contrast to your rotation kind of being a shorter rotation. You feel like you're going to have to go deeper into the bench to kind of match what they're doing when you play them, or you feel like if you can just control the tempo, you can play at the same kind of rotations you normally do.
Sure. You know, it is a game where we're probably going to have to look at maybe going a little deeper into our bench, but probably the biggest change for us this year is they've gone to a media timeout format where,
true,
you know, for women's basketball, we have our 10-minute quarters, and then first dead ball after the five-minute mark, you get a timeout or a break. So, you know, if we're able to get off to a good start, manage our timeout, so we have all four going into the second half, which, again, for the playoff run, we've been pretty lucky. We've been able to save until later in the game. But with the media timeouts and being able to do that, I think, again, if we can control the tempo and break the press, you know, hopefully we can get through the first game with, you know, more or less our regular rotation. But we've got a couple kids that can step in, and they're going to have to step up and give us some minutes just in case we do need to go a little deeper.
Coach Brian Ortmeyer is my guest, Iowa Central Women's Basketball. The Tritons will take on Macomb on Wednesday in Hickory, North Carolina, my old stomping ground in Catawba Valley down there. And, Coach, no doubt you've got some work cut out for you with Macomb. You're going to talk to your team, you know, Wednesday before you send them out. What's going to be the message going into that ball game?
You know, one of the things for us is we've known, you know, going into the postseason and even after the way we started the season, that we were going to go into a lot of these games kind of as the underdog and, you know, the team that had a lot to prove. And I would think for us, it's the same message. You know, it's we're the number 12 seed. Obviously, we're, you know, probably not looked at as the favorite all the way through the tournament. You know, you'd have to probably beat the 5-4-1 just to make it to the championship game, but for our kids, I mean, it's going to be a great experience, and they've got nothing to lose going out there, so we've got to play loose, play our style, stay focused on what we've done and execute. And we do those things, we should be in a good position to win every game. So that's going to be the message that we stick with. And, you know, for us, it's been about consistency, and when we've done that, when we've consistently taken care of the ball, defended, shot it well, that's been our best approach. So that's going to be the message going into the weekend.
Yeah, and I think that's the message that you want to have, and it's one of those deals with you, you dance with who brought you, as they would say, where I come from. And I think that's what you have to do when you get in this situation. You know, you can't really get out of character and do things that you don't do well. You have to do what you do well, and I think that's going to be big for you. Now, you know, Isabel West gets a lot of the headlines, reasonably so. Nevaeh Galloway also garners a lot of attention. It's a great shot blocker, just really has a ton of ability. But Autumn Dykstra and Carly West, in seeing you guys play, they're very instrumental in what you do. And to me, I think the numbers of Carly West and Autumn Dykstra and what they do against Macomb, I think they're the X factor in this ballgame.
They do. And I think going into every game that you play, you kind of look at your opponent and try and compare them to somebody that you've recently played. They do shoot it well from three, and we know they've got two or three players that, based on their rotation, that are going to be working their way through the lineup. And you're exactly right. For us, Carly and Autumn have kind of been those glue kids for us on the defensive end, that especially late here in the season, at DMAC, talking about the two players that were good outside perimeter shooters, those were the two that got tasked with shutting them down. And Autumn's kind of been our stopper, our number one stopper. She's had to play some games 38, 40 minutes. And, it's just, you tell her, don't let that girl score. And she goes out and works her tail off and gets it done. So for us, she is just a very gritty, hardworking kid. And then same thing with Carly. I mean, she's got such great speed and length as a defender, and she can give a lot of problems to good outside shooter type players. So, for us to be successful, I mean, those two are going to have to play great defense once we get out there to Hickory.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that, you mentioned about Autumn is she is the kind of consummate 3-and-D type of wing player that you want at the college level. And to Carly's credit, one thing I noticed in watching her play is she's really important at the college level because she can create her own shot, which playing against the shot clock, you get late in the clock, you need somebody that can create their own shot off the dribble. She gives you kind of that extra dimension in that phase as far as from what I can tell.
Yeah, absolutely. And, those types of players, too, same thing. It's they can create a shot late in the shot clock and get to the rim. But they also have the ability in that fourth quarter, late in the game when it's a tight game, that they can not only create their shot, but when they're getting to the rim, they get to the free throw line. And she did that, was just really great at doing that, and did that several times against DMAC late in that game, where, again, we control the tempo in the half court, get the shot clock under 10 and kind of put it in her hands and let her make a play. So whether it was getting to the rim or drawing the defense, and, I can remember there was a play late in the game where she attacks the lane line, draws the defense over, and then dumped it over the top to Bell for an easy two. So when she can do that, when she starts really seeing things well as a point guard and starts making even some of those passing plays too, it really frees up what she can do offensively. And she's no question. She's a very important player in what we do.
Coach Brian Ortmeier has been my guest here. Coach, Iowa Central women's basketball certainly with a lot of momentum going into the national tournament, taking on Macomb next week. And, you may be the underdog in some people's eyes, but I can tell in talking to you that you don't believe that. You're not believing you're not buying what they're selling, Coach. And I like that about you for sure. I do appreciate you spending some time with me, and good luck next week against Macomb. And hopefully you guys can get hot, shock the whole world, and bring the big gold trophy back here to Fort Dodge.
Well, that's the goal. Thank you so much for having me on the show, and appreciate your time. And it's like I said, for my first season here, it's been fun getting to represent Iowa Central, and it's a special place to be up here right now. A lot of great things happening at the college and in our athletic department. And but again, thank you so much for having me on, and we'll see if we can bring it home.
All right, Coach, thank you for the time. Good luck.
Yep, thank you.